Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:15, Brock Hunter.
Morning, kid. What's up? How you doing? It's Friday.
Hey, dude, feels so good. We got the Yakety Sax. That's Friday. You damn Skippy.
Feels good on the skin, doesn't it?
So good on the skin. So good.
Seriously, though, if you wanted to go shirtless today, you could. It's pretty warm, man.
What is it with you just trying to get everyone to go shirtless, you perv? Good God.
You're
constantly trying to get people to pop their tops, and I don't understand it.
Specifically the grandmas out there.
Why would you ruin it? You know, I'm trying to have a fun little banter with you, and then you go into getting grandmas to pop in their tops. And I can't recover from this.
They're already hanging halfway out the bottom. You might as well just finish the job, you know?
I wonder why has there ever been a point in time where, like, going bottomless was the hip thing to do?
Yeah, the Donald Duck era.
Yeah, you know, just Donald Ducking it. Has there ever been a point in history where it was like, oh, wow, the in vogue thing was just ripping the pants off?
Well... what was the time? Was it the Greek? They always wore the leaves. They just had a leaf over their crotch.
Were you talking about Adam and Eve?
I don't know. Was it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about those statues. Those statues, you know, like the old Greek Roman statues.
Well, I don't think that was like an actual fashion thing. I think they just did that. Well, in the original, I think you're talking about like the sculpture. Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think they just did that to cover up the twig and giggle berries.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it was Caesar in there. You and I should not be talking about classic, you know, Greek sculptures. We know nothing about that.
I was thinking about saving some money this year on the Halloween costume and just going outside and getting a leaf.
You should do it.
A big leaf.
Use one of those little tiny leaves. Little baby leaf.
Little tiny little. You know,
that's how you get the cops call on you, Hunter. Okay, all right. Don't be doing that.
It's my Halloween costume.
It's my costume. See, now if you were a hot chick, everyone would be fine with it. You put a couple leaves over the nips and a leaf down below, and be like, oh,
yeah, everything's great.
It's hot. Yeah, but if I do it, I'm a creep and scaring everybody.
And plus, it's a little windy out. Your leaves blowing around.
Just super glue it. Just super glue it right down there. You'd be set. Oh, this leaf's not coming off, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is a little double standard, though. You're right. Yeah, if a guy wears a leaf, he's going to a jail. Girl, dude, she's winning a costume contest.
Yeah,
exactly.
I went as Eve from Adam and Eve, you know, so I just wore this. Oh, my God, that's so hot.
You just wanted to be basically naked, so all the guys would just, right.
Well, it's proven with all these new costumes, like a sexy hand sanitizer and sexy mail-in ballot. For God's sakes, that's why we call it Halloween.
I went as the girl from Baywatch. Yeah. I know what you're doing. Yeah. I know what you're doing.
Yeah. I just wanted the naked chick. Right. It was great. I'm a baby. I'm a newborn baby. It's great. Anyway,
I know what you're doing. You're going to tease every guy here and not go home with anybody. Yep. It's a common,
Anyway. All right. Well, that was a weird start. Should we get right to it? It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? I have two cop chase stories, which is
two of them, huh?
Two of them. You know what? I'm going to do this one. Because who says romance is dead? All right. Obviously not with these people. A guy named Brandon Hembry from Tulsa, Oklahoma, met a woman on a dating app this week, and they went out on Wednesday night. And they called it puppy love. Anyway, as they were driving, a cop tried to pull them over. And Brandon sped off. He's like, not today. So the first date between Brandon and this mystery woman turned into a high-speed police chase, which only ended after Brandon blew through some stop signs and decided to finally pull over. Turns out he had an outstanding warrant for 5 traffic and drug cases, and now he's also facing more charges, including eluding and obstructing an officer. The cop let his date go, obviously. She said she didn't know he was a wanted man, and we're assuming there's not going to be a second date. Unless she's into the bad boy type.
Right.
I like them bad boys.
I like the bad boys.
That's pretty sketchy, man. That's what you, that's what happens when you're meeting people through applications. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know who that dude is. You don't know who that girl is. It could be anybody. It could be a murderer, for all I know. That's weird. Think about that, you know? What if you got catfished and you show up and it's like some dude with a knife?
Some dude wearing a leaf.
Wearing a leaf with a knife.
Wait a minute. No, it's true. It's, yeah, man, like that. It's so funny. We went from don't talk to strangers online, don't give your information online,
That's straight up Tinder.
It just, you know? Now everything is you're putting everything on there. And I'm sorry, it's so much different now. It seems like the requirements for getting dates nowadays is drastically different than when you and I were in the circuit.
Well, it's Tinder like came out after we were already married, so like I have no idea even what scrolling or what it's like. Do you ever think about that? Like the dating game now is so different, dude, than when we were dating back in the day. Like we'd have to go out and talk to people,
dude. You know, I remember I remember picking up chicks on East Washington Avenue. We would literally cruise around, and you would find a car full of hot chicks that were also cruising up and down this street in Madison.
Right.
And we would holler at them, and we would, like, some girls would get in the car, some of the buddies would get in the girls' car. Like, that's what we did. Like, that was there.
You didn't have a cell phone. You didn't trade numbers. You traded house numbers. Yeah. You know,
hey,
dude, right now it's just it's swipe, 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 left, swipe, left, swipe.
Want to hop
swipe
in?
Swipe, right, swipe.
Want to hop into my car? We'll go through Burger King. I'll get you a Frosty. It'll be great.
You know what I think it does? I think it just creates stale relationships, man. Because, you know, if you could just swipe left or swipe right all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you're not putting any effort into anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so when you do show up and everything's stale,
yeah,
it's just like, oh, I'll just get to the next girl. I'll just do that.
I'll just swipe
left. That sucks.
Question for you, Hunter. Would you swipe right on me?
Swipe right? So, is that, so swiping right means what?
Like swipe right is, wait, do you want to swipe right or swipe? I think swipe right, you like their picture.
Like
you,
the picture, and then
match,
swipe left is like, get out of here?
Yeah, get out of here. I don't know.
Right. Am I swipe right on you? What picture are you using? Are you using that one where you're holding onto the branch?
Yes, yes. It's my high school senior photo.
He's holding onto a branch with his head on his shoulder. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm swiping right on that boy.
Hell yeah, you are. That's been wrecking panties since 2004, brother.
It's just because I feel bad. That's why I'm swiping
it's
right.
It's a pity swipe. You passed. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
WTF.